I want to ask you a question. When you go to the gas station every day, or every day, hopefully you're not going every day, but when you do go to the gas station, do you ever wish there was an easier way or a different way? Do you own a business that, you know, where you've got to refuel equipment, that sort of thing? And you ever wonder about how much time and energy it actually sucks out of your business? Well, I'm going to introduce you to a gentleman who can tell you almost exactly how much time it costs, how much money it costs, and also the influence on the environment. And we're joined tonight from Vancouver, British Columbia, by Bill Bishop. He is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Refuel Canada. And Bill, thanks for joining us tonight.
Good evening, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And I would say sincere, but it wouldn't be sincere on my part, but condolences on the Canucks losing out to the Blackhawks last night. The captain of the Chicago Blackhawks, of course, is Jonathan Toews, comes from Winnipeg. So, yeah, I was cheering for the Blackhawks.
Oh, well, maybe you can build a new Jets team around him.
Well, that's maybe what's going to happen. We're trying to avoid the whole NHL talk tonight. We're having the NHL hangover here because the last 3 days have been nothing but conversation about the possible return of the NHL to Winnipeg. But the reason I've got you on the phone tonight is many people who know I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and from time to time I'll come across things that I go, man, is that ever a heck of an idea? Why didn't I think of that? And your company, 4Refuel, in a nutshell, basically you help companies save time and money by bringing the fuel to them, more or less, right? Am I getting that, Bill?
Yeah. The question you raised in the introduction just a second ago was, how long do you spend getting fuel? And we know down to the second how long it is. We take averages of all of our clients across Canada. We operate from sea to shining sea, as it were. And it takes 45 minutes, 45 minutes minimum, for a truck to make its delivery, decide he needs fuel, trundle down the road, decide which card lock to go to, wait in the line, fill up both sides of his rig, hit the bathroom, whatever else he's going to do, return to the road, and make the next delivery. 45 minutes of non-productive time is how our clients view it, because they're not making any deliveries, they're not earning any money. They're simply, they have a guy out there driving a truck and filling it with fuel. So that's 45 minutes times as many trucks as you have in your fleet, times as many days as they're running, which adds up to thousands and thousands of unproductive hours.
So how are you hiring companies, or helping companies, pardon me, you know, get a handle and take control of this massive, obviously fuel is a huge cost to begin with. How are you helping them to manage this whole time thing? What do you do for them?
We started off by analyzing the process I described, and we call it the true cost of fuel. The true cost of fuel is not just the cents per liter that you pay.
Yeah, true enough.
We only understand one thing about fuel, and that is the cents per liter at the corner store, right?
Right.
It's the only way we can view fuel. But through a process, I guess, of educating and opening eyes and really writing down every single little cost involved, everything from the labor I described to the wear and tear on the machine to the extra tire rubber that gets worn off for all those trips, to the insurance, the maintenance, the administration, the people working overtime, it's a tremendous amount of cost. It's huge. It's about 20% of your fuel bill is this extra cost that you don't even see because we're so used to paying for it.
Did you say 20%, Bill?
20%.
Holy man.
Yeah. So when we offer our service, we bring the fuel directly to your construction equipment, to your fishing boat, and I'm sure you have fleets of them in Manitoba.
Many boats in Manitoba.
Absolutely, yes. We bring it out to trains, we bring it to fleets of trucks. Anybody who has their equipment all in one place, at least at one time during the day, so get out there and fuel it, we can save them all this time. And our clients react two ways. One is they either reduce their operating hours and save the money that way, or they say, hey, I don't want to work any less. I want to deliver more product. And so some of our say, national bottling companies are out there delivering more of their product or delivering more letters or delivering more whatever it is they deliver, and they're just doing more of it with the same amount of time that they were already paying for.
See, now when I first heard about this, this is what I pictured. I pictured, like, the big bombers that the American Air Force has and the refueling planes. And I'm thinking, this is what these guys are doing. They're getting out in the field, and I don't have to stop what I'm doing. I relate to this. My brother does some contracting and stuff. And I tell you, I bet you he spends 45 minutes every day fueling up his machines, big and small. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of these things that we get so used to, we don't even think about it.
Well, it's part of your routine, right?
Yeah.
And that's because that's the way we've always done it.
And it wasn't until we came along and said, hey, on the construction site, why don't we fill your stuff at night when you're not even using it? And then you'll come back in the morning, and you can work the whole 8 hours without stopping for fuel. Oh, that's neat. That's almost an hour of extra time that I have to finish the building.
Right.
You know, complete the project early, get your bonus, and then we'll move on to the next project.
Okay, so you come out in a fueling truck, or take us down that road real quick.
Well, across the country, we have 110 of our high-tech tankers, and these are fuel trucks. And you'll recognize them because they say full refuel on the side, great big red four and a blue refuel. And we call them high-tech tankers because they're outfitted with automation equipment that measures the fuel that's being pumped, records the transaction, and beams all the information to our central server. So that after we're finished fueling equipment piece number one, we go and do number two, all the way through to however many pieces of equipment are on the field. And back in head office, the accounts payable person can look at all of the transactions that have occurred, verify them, pay them, decide how much fuel they're using, if it's the right amount, if it's too much, if it's too little, but essentially manage their fuel. So we're saying don't just buy fuel, don't just buy it and burn it, manage it. Pay attention to how much you're spending on fuel and assess it. And manage it like any other investment you'd make in your business.
Very, very cool. Now, I'm always skeptical, and forgive me for that, Bill, but I'm always skeptical of these environmental claims, because everybody now has this angle, whereas, yeah, we can do this, we can do that, we're going to help you. When I was in sales, I said, I'm either going to help you be more efficient with your time or help you sell more product or both. And if I can't do one or the other, we don't have anything to talk about. Sounds like maybe you're doing both here. And
We've been doing this for 12 years.
Okay. So
and in those 12 years, business priorities have changed, and we've realized that fuel is the highest cost of operating right after labor. So, you know, fuel is an important cost. But also the environmental aspect has come up higher, particularly in government organizations, national
sure.
organizations, public companies. And we've noticed that by bringing fuel on site, one truck fueling many trucks, we were reducing greenhouse gases. Now, we didn't set out to do this.
Right, right. It's just kind of an accidental.
There's the forgiveness you can give us for your skepticism. We didn't actually set out to be a green solution. We realized later that we were saving all these greenhouse gases.
Right, right. So what's the number? You had a big announcement right around Earth Day that you have a calculation of what you saved over the last 12 years.
Yes, 100 million kilograms of greenhouse gases not emitted because of the service of just bringing fuel on site.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. And we calculated, we used averages, we used very, very conservative estimates, and went from there. We didn't even include the biodiesel that we deliver on site, and we didn't include all of the environmental accidents that we prevented, because it's hard to calculate that, isn't it?
Absolutely. Although British Petroleum might like to have you on staff right now.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the program. Bill Bishop, thank you so much for allowing me to bring this to the attention of our listeners, because, like I said, at my truest core, I'm an entrepreneur, and I think this is really a heck of an idea, and had no idea that you guys did this, and you do it here in Winnipeg as well.
Yeah, we have had for a few years. If you want to know more about it, you can check out the website. It's number 4, R-E-F-U-E-L, that's 4refuel.com, and you can see our Winnipeg contacts and give them a call.
Appreciate it. Bill Bishop, Vice President of Marketing Communications for 4 Refuel Canada. Thank you for your time tonight, sir.
Greg, thanks for having me.
You betcha. You're